in on this New Year's Eve morning. That brings us to What's In Outdoors with Phil Tutton every Friday morning right here. Brought to you by our good friends at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew will take great care of you at Express Tire and Auto. And from Studio North, Council Grove Lake on this beautiful New Year's Eve morning. Hello, Phil Totten.
Well, it is a beautiful morning, Ron. I don't know what it's going to be like tomorrow, though, or the next day, but we are sure enjoying it now. Got a big old fat squirrel. He's getting his groceries on this morning, and I've seen a lot of geese flying back to the lake from their morning feeding. But, Ron, do they still teach typing in school?
I don't believe so, Phil. I don't believe so.
Yeah, did you take it in high school by chance?
I did have a class briefly. I don't remember much about it, though, but yeah, I do remember sitting in front of a typewriter.
One, do you ever remember the old saying, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party?
Not in typing class, no.
Oh, goodness, the repetition, the times I had to type that during school and after school several times. But, well, my party is staying in this weekend, I guarantee you.
Yeah, it's not going to be nice out there, tomorrow with the winter weather coming in. But the good news is, Phil, it will be short-lived. How about that?
I'm all for that. I sure am. I tell you, we are going to be doing a lot of cooking. Ginger's been looking at recipes, and after the show, I'll be going out and getting some groceries. So, people, if you will, please be safe this weekend and watch the weather if you do go out. And men in blue out there, my thoughts will be with you. I tell you, I've had to go out railroading on many nights with this kind of forecast, and I know how hazardous it can be. So God bless, and my thoughts are with you. Ron, the waterfowl hunting has really been good. There's over 100,000 snow geese at Cheyenne Bottoms right now, and we saw several big flocks here at the lake. But with this cold, freezing weather, some of them will probably be going on farther south. But, well, it should make for better pheasant hunting. Reports I've been getting that the pheasants are still pretty wild and scattered. So generally when it gets cold and freezing, and like it is with ice, they get grouped up a little bit better.
100,000 snow geese? You said 100,000?
Yes, 100,000. Yeah, wow. You go to the Cheyenne Bottoms Facebook page, you can hear quite a ruckus going on there. They have a video on them. And reports from Los Bluffs, and I do plan on making a trip up there January 13th, that the waterfowl and the swans and everything up there are big numbers right now, but they're expecting some of them will be leaving too with the upcoming weather. Ron, there is a new walleye harvest regulation coming on in effect January 1, and I'm glad to see that the Wildlife and Parks are looking at these regulations and what we can do to make Kansas a better fishing state with what we have. And for years and years, the walleye limit the length limit was 18, and you could harvest 5. But now, several years ago, they started raising the limit to 21 because the length limit to 21 and that you could get 5 a day. But at 21, you were keeping a lot more breeders, a lot more of the females in the water that who cause reproduction. So our walleye harvest has been better. But they are looking at having a 5-fish limit there at Cedar Bluffs. And of these 5-fish limits, you can get 2 that are in a slot between, I believe it's 15 and 18 inches. So if you go out there and if you're lucky enough to catch 5 fish, 2 of them can be between 15 and 18 inches. You need to release the ones that are 19 and 20, and, of course, anything under 15, you'll need to release. But the biologist will note to just see if that improves that fishery up there, and it might be something that will be coming on to other lakes. So if you have any questions about this, you might contact their biologist out at Cedar Bluffs. His name is David Spalsbury, and his number is 785-726-3212. Well, Ron, let's go to that break, and then I want to tell you about a big commissioners meeting coming up to Emporia on I believe it's January 13th.
All right. So, Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this.
As they reflect on the past year, Express Tire and Auto would like to thank their customers for their business in 2021. When you need automotive maintenance, the crew at Express Tire and Auto is here to help you keep your ride safe through the winter months. Express Tire and Auto will be closed December 31st through January 2nd for the New Year holiday. The Ingold family and crew at Express Tire and Auto wishes everyone a safe, healthy, and happy New Year.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy New Year and to give thanks to all who have made the last 60 years possible. Without the support of this great community, Bluestem Farm and Ranch would not be able to provide the level of service that they strive so hard for. Thank you for being such wonderful customers, neighbors, and friends through the past year. Best of wishes to all in 2022 from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply.
KVOE Live and Local, you are tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten here, KVOE Live and Local. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Phil Totten, Studio North, Council Grove Lake on this final show of the year 2021. And Phil's going to preview Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Commission's meeting that is coming up in Emporia soon. Phil, tell us about that.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you, that new Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center is really something. What's An Outdoors tip of the hat to Daphne Mays and all those that are involved with that, the education programs that they're going to be able to bring there. And the state is taking notice. On January 13th, Wildlife and Parks will be having their commissioners meeting there. I was hoping it could be an in-person meeting, but with COVID still running rapid, there's going to be a virtual Zoom meeting only. But you can connect to that. So I'd say go to Wildlife and Parks page to see how you can do it, and you can call in, and there's an ID number. I don't know how many people that participated in these Zoom meetings, and then through emails you can ask questions and get answers. But in this meeting, I'm really interested in them. They're going to be addressing, it's called forward-facing sonar, and I wonder if that is LiveScope, because LiveScope has really brought a new success rate for people fishing out there on those lakes. And I see before that, though, and this will be the evening part of the meeting, they're going to discuss crappie management. And I do know that some people might think that the lakes can't be fished out. But I've witnessed this here at Council Grove when this was once a power lake for crappie. I would say it was in the 70s. 3-pound crappie were being caught. You could go out there and catch them any time of day. Also saw the same thing out at Wakanda Lake, where the number of crappie were there, but with the limits that were so liberal and everything, that fisheries for crappie went down. I do know our city lake has a lot of small crappie, and I've addressed that before, and the best way to get the smaller ones out, and also over at Madison, is to take them out, maybe use them for cut bait. Some lakes, though, still have 50 limits, 50 a day per person. I just feel that's way too much. So this is one way you can voice your opinion on these limits and regulations. The afternoon session is more on the big game regulations and things like that, public land regulations. So if you are able to get on a Zoom meeting there on January 13th, it'd be well worth your time. Ron, we are having a big Earth Day event planned for, in the planning stages now. I don't really have a concrete date, but that will be at Brock, and looking forward to working with Daphne Mays with that again.
Yeah, they've had a lot of great events out there, haven't they?
Oh, goodness, yeah. It's quite the deal, and hopefully we can get more of our kids interested in these programs and attend the Emporia State. We want to get our youth into more of our sciences that's going on with it. I saw something in the paper that they might be struggling to keep their physical sciences classes going there at the university. So hopefully, better things will come with that. And it's got to be used, and Daphne's doing a great job doing that. Well, Ron, let's go to this last break, and we'll finish up the last show of 2020.
This is What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, KVOE Live and Local. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply would like to take this time to wish everyone a happy new year and to give thanks to all who have made the last 60 years possible. Without the support of this great community, Bluestem Farm and Ranch would not be able to provide the level of service that they strive so hard for. Thank you for being such wonderful customers, neighbors, and friends through the past year. Best of wishes to all in 2022 from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply.
As they reflect on the past year, Express Tire and Auto would like to thank their customers for their business in 2021. When you need automotive maintenance, the crew at Express Tire and Auto is here to help you keep your ride safe through the winter months. Express Tire and Auto will be closed December 31st through January 2nd for the New Year holiday. The Ingold family and crew at Express Tire and Auto wishes everyone a safe, healthy, and happy New Year.
KVOE Live and Local. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. KVOE Live and Local. Make sure you log on to KVOE.com and click on the What's In Outdoors page. Phil always has great stuff. And, of course, follow Phil on Facebook, too. Always posting interesting information and photos. Phil broadcasting from Studio North, Council Grove Lake this morning. Well, what's in store for you as we venture into 2022, Phil?
I'm going to stay in the house. I'll get out and get a little burn out to exercise and really, folks, with this cold weather coming, if you still keep your pets outside, make sure they have fresh water and good, fresh, warm bedding. And if you can, bring them in the house because It sounds like it's going to be brutal. I will be heading to Marion Lake as soon as the weather clears. Everybody knows when wintertime comes, people like to go to the heated dock and go fishing. Melbourne has been noted to be, you know, a good place to go. Pomona in years past, but I think they got some new regulations going over there at Pomona. But I'm really interested in a new heated dock they have at Marion Lake, and especially a chance to be able to go over there and buy live minnows. I don't know if the pet store there in Emporia still handles live minnows, but sometimes people that fish just can't do the Joe Bragg deal or the Kid Flamas and go out there and catch them with plastic. So the crappie are going to be heading to the brush piles and tightly bunched up now. So live minnows could be a plus if you can get them, and that's one thing they will be carrying over at the heated dock at Marion. Okay, January 5th, I'm really interested in going to the Hunter's Ed workshop and orientation. It's going to be at the FFA building at the Mission Valley High School. So I urge people, if you want to do something later in life to help the kids become an instructor, becoming a mentor, and help us get them outside. Of course, on January 7th and 8th, the Morris County 50-50 Coyote Hunt will be going here. They will be having another night division that goes there. Several years ago, Wildlife and Parks let us hunt coyotes at night with whole infrared imaging and things like that. That's sort of debatable on if that's good or bad, but it is going on, and it is a good part of the hunt. I really like to listen to coyotes, but I'm not a rancher that needs to worry about getting my cattle. So that's one of the things. And like I mentioned, on January 13th, I'll be going to Los Bluffs just to do some photography, photo sessions, and see what's going on. And hope the first couple of shows in January we'll have some pro guides on the show.
Oh, nice.
That will be participating there in the Kansas City Fishing Expo by St. Joe. That'll be January 14th through the 16th. Looks like it's stacking up to be a great event. So, folks, welcome to 2022, right after midnight. Stay safe out there, and God bless. We'll be talking to you next Friday.
All right, Phil. Phil, thanks for all you do getting the youth outdoors, and I know it's a passion of yours, and you do a lot for young and old alike, getting them outside and getting them out of the house and enjoying what we have to offer in the great outdoors around here. We appreciate all you do. We look forward to working with you in 2022, my friend.
Appreciate you, Ron. You take care.
All right. Phil Totten What's in Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local. What's in Outdoors brought to you by our friends at Express Tire and Auto, John and Jenny, and the great crew at Express Tire and Auto. Wish you and yours a very happy and safe new year, and thanks for your business and support this past year. And also Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Happy New Year from all the folks at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. Over 60 years of outstanding service at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch. It is 8:54.
The new year is arriving amid the largest surge so far in COVID-19 case numbers. A national average of over 316,000 per